when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night to everyone out there in Blood River Radio land. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It is January the 23rd in the year of our Lord and Savior 2021, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only name under the sun which by which men may be saved, and that is the gospel right there for sure, people. I'll give you an outline in just a minute. But before, you know what, I'm going to switch up a little bit. Instead of doing the prayer right off the bat, I'm going to read a scripture right here. This is from 2 Timothy, chapter 3. It says, the coming apostasy. This day also know that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, incontinent meaning they can't control themselves, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, I'll say that again, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, as in the Southern Baptist Church, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of these sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. That means lots of diverse, means plenty, a lot of them. Ever, get this, I like this one, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Janines and Jambres, those two, they were supposedly wizards in Pharaoh's court who tried to duplicate Moses' miracles. Now, let me see, where was I? Now, as Janines and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. But what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. I'm going to cut it right there because it's getting kind of long there. But people, if you will, I'm going to Lee Cochran's on the line right now. And, you know, Lee Cochran, Lee, how are you doing tonight, fellow?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure. Would you like to say okay, prayer, Lee?
Oh, yeah. Dear Father, please help us in these dark times, political and medical. And please help us have wisdom and insight and endurance. And please help us learn from your son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Lee. Lee's going to be riding shotgun with me tonight. And Mr. Buddy may call in on the first hour. I know I talked to him earlier in the week, and Mr. Buddy, I've got some stuff I want to cover that he sent me tonight on the show. By the way, I know my voice sounds a little bit rough. Probably I was just telling Miss Bethany that I did a foolish thing yesterday. I did a long, hard eight-mile run. And I went without enough clothes. I didn't have my normal sweatpants, and I only had the two thin singlets, and the wind was howling. It was like 39 to 40 degrees, and I got too far away from the truck to turn around. It's like, well, I'm this, you know, I've gone past the, what is that, the I've crossed the Rubicon, so I'm paying for the price of it today. I'm training for my first ultra. I want to do the Zion 100 for my 74th, or if nothing else, my 75th birthday. I've talked about that. That's why if I sound kind of crappy today, chest is kind of hurting. But anyway, we shall overcome all that, won't we, Lee?
Yeah, we'll do it. My voice is not too good either, but we'll persevere.
Well, you know, Lee, before I start with my list of stuff to talk about, I know you've been working on this week, and you were telling me a really sad tale about your mother the last week or so, and you know how your brother has power of attorney over your mother. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about that? Because I think what's happening to your mother is going to be one example. It's going to be probably millions of other mothers like that enduring what she's having to go. So why don't you go ahead? We talked about that, Lee, and you said you think that would be a good thing to do. Why don't you tell the audience what's happened to your mother this week?
Well, my mother, I knew she was. Well, they coaxed her into taking the Pfizer the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, and there's nothing I could do. My brothers have got power of attorney. I tried to reason with her, but it was to no avail. And she's been, you know, she's been sick for the last 3 days. She had aches and pains, and then she had mental confusion too. And then she's getting sleepy. And I told her that in 3 more weeks, she gets the second dose, which is supposed to provide more side effects. But there's nothing I can do. It's just like seeing somebody you love commit suicide. She's on the cross of vaccination that's going to kill her. You know, she's going to get crucified by vaccines. But
yeah, you know, when you talk. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that's going through this, but it's just so evil that somebody, it's like, you know, the invasion of the body snatchers. I know I called you that night. I found out because I had to talk to somebody because nobody, all my families, they're sort of against me. My sister-in-law, my two sister-in-laws and my two brothers. But I'm trying to reason with the people, but it's not good. And my brother is saying the only thing bad about the Pfizer vaccine is because they don't have enough of it. But they never do homework. I sent them articles, and they just don't read it, and they're too trusting. You know, these big pharma, they want money. They don't care about you. They're not going to miss making billions of dollars. And you know, like we're saying, this is not a vaccine. It's a genetic. It changes your genes, and it gets into your cells. And, you know, I guess I'm going to have to watch if my mother gets an autoimmune disorder. That means it either doesn't work at all or it works too much. And it'll attack your organs. You know, it might attack your brain. Why in the world would she have, you know, mental problems if it wasn't affecting your spinal cord? Or,
Lee, tell the audience how the age of your mother. Tell Lee, if you won't mind, tell the audience how old your mother is.
Yeah, she's 87. She got a heart monitor, pacemaker put in about eight months ago, and we had sitters here for her. But she's 87, and she only has a few more years, but in England, if you're 75, you're older, you're not supposed to take that shot. I mean, and also I'm going to tell her it doesn't affect It doesn't prevent you from giving it to somebody, or doesn't prevent you from getting it. This is a great deception, I'm afraid, Eddie, that the world's going to go through.
You're absolutely right. Eddie. You said something, Lee, that it comes right out of. I was kind of thinking of you when I read that chapter, Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, starting with verse 7. You know, there was, by the way, people, Lee's probably is like me. He's probably the most close to just common old ordinary Joes there is in his family. Lee has very smart people in his family. There's a general in his family, an uncle. His brother, I think, teaches biochemistry at Tufts University. But what that reminds me of this Timothy, it says, Timothy talks about in the end days to be much, much learning, but people will never be able to come to the truth. And, you know, it seems like the people that are supposed to be the most intelligent, the smartest, you know, the elite in the universities, they seem like to be the dumbest sometimes. They seem to fall for every little thing that comes along. You know, if it comes, I mean, they worship government. They love government, and we've talked about this before. You know, there's a term called democide. It's if you think about homicide, there's been more human deaths attributed to government, and I'm talking about legitimate government, than all other diseases combined. And Lee, I'm sure you hear the music. We're going to a quick break. Yeah. We'll be right back. By the way, people, you listen to Blood River Radio. We'll be right back.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. By the way, I probably forgot to announce it. I'm a little bit under the weather today. This is January the 23rd, the year of our Lord and Savior 2021, and you're listening to Blood River Radio, a radio station we're very proud of here, and Lee Cochran is with me tonight, and we're going to be running shotgun for the whole first hour. The second hour, we'll have Gene Andrews coming on. He's going to be working with Miss Monica Schaefer. Monica Schaefer will have some new material, you know, concerning the Holocaust denial has popped up in Florida. And that's important, but I tell you what, we have other fish to fry because as As you, I'm going to get right back to Lee in just a second, but as you know, what's going on in this country right here, you know, we still need to educate people on things like the fallacy, the lies told about the Holocaust, and the endless lies told about white Christian people. But, you know, we've been told, we've had some of our supporters said in the beginning that Blood River Radio was more like a historical, we were like a historical outfit, and we were. We had some great people on. We had, you know, Tom Goodrich, and we had Michael M.S. King on doing great reviews, like stuff like Hellstorm, you know, all kinds of the movies like that, books, and we were very proud of that. And we talked about Dresden. But anyway, yes, we still do history stuff. But right now, people, before I go back to Lee, I'm just preaching to the preacher, but we have suffered a full-blown communist takeover. And I'm telling you flat out, things are going to get really hard in this country. And I'm doing this. I'm trying to act like I know more than you people out there, because a lot of you people listening to this show are aware of what's going on. But if you will, I would think about, if it's all possible, to relocating and getting out. If you're in a city like I am, and I would think if there's any way to get out of that city, you know, you need to, because things are really, really going to get bad. I fully believe we're going to be going into concentration camps for people like us. You know why I believe that? Because I've heard our enemies say that that's what's going to happen to us. Some 70 to 80 million they want to put in the concentration camps. We'll talk about that later on in the first hour, though. But me and Lee will. Go back to you, Lee, about these vaccinations, and that's just one, and I know Lee and I have talked about. Lee, I think you told me early on, before I got into it, that the vaccinations are all part, all part of the agenda to exterminate white people in the United States. And if you notice, and I'm going to run this by you, Lee, and I'm going to shut up. We got millions of people coming across the border. Since Biden, one of the first executive orders he's written, they say, is to just tear down the little bit of wall that was built on the Mexican-American border that was built under President Trump's regime. And he's going to just say, come one, come all from all over the world. These dark, unwashed people, unvaccinated, unmasked. But if you notice, they're not getting, these dark, unwashed millions are not getting the vaccine. You know who's getting it? White people like your mother, Lee. Do you think there might be a design there to? Do you think they're trying to do away with the white people? Back to you, Lee.
I'm sure white people and probably all kinds of people, and that's what they're doing in South Africa, because in, you know, who knows, in 5 or 6 years, that vaccine could attack your organs and you all be disabled or dead. You know, like the white Africans in South, you know, they're going to be forced to take this vaccine. You know, we just got to pray for them, and you know, but it's unscientific, because they skipped the animal trials. Why did they skip the animal trials? Because the animal trials, a lot of the animals died, because they kept attacking the immune system. Attacked itself, and this is really unscientific. And they call it, oh, you're unscientific if you don't like the COVID vaccine. It's just the opposite. You know, I encourage everybody to study for yourself. Go to vaccinenews.com. I got kicked off of Facebook for 3 weeks because I was telling the truth about the COVID-19 vaccine. And I guess we might get kicked off the air for even doubting the COVID-19 vaccine itself, Eddie. You know, they might kick us off the air.
Well, they would. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they might try. They probably could. I don't know what defense mechanism Sam has in place, but if they're out there, I'm sure Sam's got them. But, you know, it probably costs a lot of money. That's beyond my field of expertise. I'm certainly no tech person, but you know, getting back, you know, you mentioned and Lee's been on these vaccines since the get go, but you know, Biden and his people And people go, you can go research this. What I'm telling you is that's just not something I'm dreaming up out of the air. I'm hearing these people talk that are owned by, even before Biden, people thought that he had a chance. You know, you look at the Bernie Sanders, the people on his staff, they were talking about killing 70 to 75 million people in the United States. They were probably referring to the Trump voters. Not that necessarily we like Trump, because he did really very little for us. He did some. For instance, he got us out of the WHO. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, which that's really good stuff. You know, but he fell way short of the mark. How much he could have done, how much he was thwarted, I don't know. But getting back to the point with these vaccines, they're talking about having vaccine camps for people who test positive for the virus, people that refuse to take the vaccine. They're going to put them in these re-education camps, which is nothing more designed than all this is a concentration camp. You know, Lee, switching gears a little bit.
Okay.
You know, everybody and his mama knows that what happened with the election. It was totally stolen. And, you know, I have a bitter taste in my mouth about Trump because I don't think he fought. I think he laid down. And we're gonna play a clip in a few minutes that has to do with, believe it or not, I'm leading to it. It'll work into this point I'm going to lead to, Lee.
Okay.
You know, they stole this election. Everybody knows it. And you know what? We played a clip about 3 weeks ago with this fella called in to Sean Hannity's show. And I know Sam and other people saying he would play it, but he think we might be getting punked. Well, the guy might have been a setup, but everything, this supposedly this socialist fella called into Sean Hannity, and he said that he was for getting rid of 73 to 80 million people in the United States. He said he wanted us to die. And he was real nice about it, but he just came out and told him. And he said, and here's what he said. Everything he said has come true. In fact, it was true before Biden even got elected. He said, they have the machine. He said, they have the Senate. They have the House. They have the executive branch. They have the courts. They have the universities. They have the medical establishment, they have the media, they have the military. And folks, it looks like they do have that. And you know, I don't know, and we kept hearing these people, Lee, say, oh, that the 11th hour, there's going to be a military coup in Washington, D.C. The National Guard's up there, they're going to hang Joe Biden. Well, you know what? they tucked their tails like whipped dogs, the National Guard, and went hightailing it to a parking garage not long ago. And let me tell you what, we've got a clip. We're gonna play this clip. We're gonna show you a typical Jew. My congressman. Okay. In the next segment, we're gonna play this clip, and you know, it's gonna show you the typical disdain that Jews have for white people. They have for white Christians. My best friend, who I've known for 57 years, told me, he said, well, you know, they kind of like the same thing that Jared Taylor says. Oh, they look white to me. Well, they don't. Jews do not identify as with white Christian people. They look at themselves like they are a totalist, another species. And they are, according to their own words. But, you know, the point I'm getting to is we can't look to the military. You know, if everybody and his mama knows, I was drafted. You know, I did a hitch in the active army. In fact, I was even stupid enough to get in the National Guard for a while years and years ago. But listen, the military is not going to save us, Lee. The military takes orders from the United Nations and NATO. So people, please God, and I'm talking to some of my military buddies that listen to this show, get this romanticism idea out of your head that soldiers are higher up, that we have a higher, you know, set of morals. We have a higher honor set than other people. It's not true. The soldiers right now, well, I'll get back to that in a minute. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to go play a clip, and the clip will say it better than I can say it. Be right back, people.
Pfft. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said that the full chamber will consider Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary on Monday. The move came after the Senate Committee on Finance voted 26-0 to send Yellen's nomination to the full Senate for consideration. If confirmed, Yellen, who was the first woman to chair the Federal Reserve, will also be the first woman to head the Treasury Department. The Biden administration has begun halting most deportations for 100 days so it can review and reset the enforcement priorities. This after the Trump administration instituted a zero-tolerance policy for undocumented migrants. The move prompted a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and fulfills the campaign promise by President Biden to immediately move away from the hardline stance of U.S. immigration policy. The moratorium on deportations is just one of several moves that President Biden made this week regarding immigration policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I know you've heard me say it a million times. I love that piece of music. That's that, and I know you've heard me tell you who did it a million times. Our little co-host, Matt Goodwin, he's not with us much anymore because he's having to work so much. And he's got other things going on in his life that he just can't come on the radio much anymore. We really miss him. But Lee and I are going to soldier on. But before we went to the break, we told you we were going to play this clip about, of all the congressmen in the world, he had to be right here in Memphis, Tennessee. He's my stinking congressman. He's a United States congressman, and he's a good Jew. He's an arch Zionist, and he hates white people, and he thinks that all white males are racist and potential assassins, and he doesn't trust them. But listen, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to what the good Jew congressman has to say. Go ahead and roll that audio, Bethany.
Current and former members of the U.S. military and law enforcement who took part in the riot. And we now have the remarkable step in this country of the U.S. military running background checks on its own people, like it might do in a foreign country with partner forces, to see if there are any sympathizers. Based on what you've seen, what is your level of concern of an insider threat?
Well, it certainly raised this morning. I was reading about this on my Twitter account, I guess. And people were reminding people of Anwar Sadat and Indira Gandhi, who were killed by their own people. I was thinking the guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You've got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something. And there were military people and police who took oaths to defend the Constitution and to protect and defend who didn't do it, who were in the insurrection. So it does concern me, but the betting at the last minute.
That's far to have voted for Trump does not make you an insider threat. I mean, that's far different from being a threat of violence inside, whether the National Guard or law enforcement. I'm curious, is there anything you've seen to substantiate just how broad this insider threat may be, if it exists?
Absolutely not, Jim. But, you know, if you draw a circle first, and the first circle is people who work for Trump and not for Biden, as far as people who would be within the zone of folks who you'd be suspect of. The suspect group is large.
Current and former members.
Well, people, you heard it for yourself. That was the good Jew. And if you people out there, my Southern Baptist friends, that you absolutely cannot, positively will not, you refuse to be converted over to Christianity. You need to leave that Southern Baptist church. You need to leave this these United Methodist churches and get them out of those temples of those dens of vipers. And you need to become a Christian and start worshiping Jesus Christ and stop worshiping these evil Christ-hating, white-hating Jews. Hey, we have a caller on the line. How are you doing tonight, Patrick?
I'm doing well, Eddie. I listened to Church Militant Michael Forrest. He told me a good point. These people work off of propaganda. They get you to war with propaganda, and they understood the power of video. That's why they ran into Hollywood and completely dominated that. All the actors in Hollywood were pro-communist, were communists. Danny Kaye, all of them, the Charlie Chaplin, all of them Jews, communists. There's only a handful of was Clark Gable, John Wayne, and a handful. But it's all a communist game. They know that, just like their Federal Reserve System is fake monopoly money. It's all a communist game. And, you know, as long as they can control everybody's the narrative and control the perception and continue the lie, they will just run us around a circle. That's why they got the media. You know, if we would all wake up and just, you know, go in one direction, you know, they wouldn't be able to control us. But they've got us, they've got our mind through their media. That's all I got, Eddie.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Patrick. Call in anytime. You're always welcome. Before I read this clip, hey, Lee, would you like to respond to the caller?
Well, yeah. About the deception, what looked like the vaccine narrative is phony. I mean, at least the COVID-19 narrative, they just want to exterminate us or to, you know, there's one quick thing. There's an insurance record by 2025, America will have 100 million less people. Now, why is that? I'm not making that up. You know, it's some kind of intelligence. And they were saying Europe and England will have less. What's going to happen, a war? Or will we all be dying from this damn scourge of forced vaccination that nobody does homework on? You know,
well, I don't
know if you knew. Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead, Lee.
I don't know if you knew that or not, Eddie, but go ahead. Yeah.
No, I didn't. You know what? We've been hit from so many different angles, Lee. But, you know, and it goes back to the Bible. It goes back. I mean, I was talking to a dear friend this morning. I'll have to talk to her next week. Getting up, it's going to be a total waste of time. I'm putting together about 12 or 15 different scriptures out of my King James Bible. She's Southern Baptist, as of all the people were in the church that I left. But you just absolutely cannot get through to these people. I think they're bewitched. I mean, you can show them scripture after scripture after scripture. One of the hardest hitting, I don't have it pulled up yet, is, I believe it's John 8:44. And I'll tell her, I'll say, well, look, go back and read this scripture. And you read it, and just to paraphrase it, as you, people have heard us say this on this show many times, Jesus says, he says something like, why do you not believe me, a man who's come to tell you the truth? And he goes on down and he says, you are of your, he tells them flat out to their face. He said, you are of your son, of, excuse me, you are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer, a blasphemer, a liar. He said he's the chief liar. And when, you know, it goes on, it's scripture after scripture. And another one of my favorites that tells it like it is, they'll say, oh, well, they're the chosen people. Well, no, the chosen people are people that have, I'll tell you who the chosen people is. A chosen person is someone who will believe in their heart and will confess with their lips that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's scripture. You can look it up. Go to the third chapter of Galatians, says that. And I'll paraphrase it. Third chapter of Galatians, it says, I've said this 100 times on the air, but they cannot friggin' accept it. It says, Paul is talking to the Galatians. He says, if you be baptized in Christ, I'm paraphrasing once again, people, there, if you put on Christ, there is no bondman, no freedman. There is no Greek, there is no Jew. There is no male, no female. There is only one in Jesus Christ. And it goes further. It says, paraphrasing again, and if you be baptized in Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and an heir to the promise. That is as plain as you can get it. That's why I left my Sunday school years ago and will not go back. I mean, I don't know why these people are so hard-headed, why they refuse to believe that. And they even say, well, I don't understand what's so bad about Zion. I sent her this thing that I'm getting ready to read. It says that President-elect Joe Biden filled the months before inauguration. See, they knew they were going to win. They knew they were going to cheat. He did this months ahead of time. He lined up a slate of cabinet secretaries, assistants, advisors. It says many of them Jewish. Well, they're all Jewish. His top 10, top appointees. I'll read them. It's Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, David Cohen, CIA Deputy Director. I mean, this is an Israel first Christian hating Jew who controls the friggin' intelligence of CIA. We have Merrick Garland, Attorney General. Avril Hayes, Director of National Intelligence. Ronald Klain, K-L-A-I-N, Chief of Staff. Eric Landers, Office of Science and Technology Policy Director. Rachel, get this. This right here is she's the one I think is a transvestite. Rachel Levine, she's the Deputy Health Secretary. Alexandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security. Look at all these vital, vital positions. The Secretary of Homeland Security. You know, we have Ann Neusberger, National Security Agency Cybersecurity Director, Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State, Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary. It goes on and on and on. And when we come back, I want to ask you people to go in there and see if you can find anybody that's a Chinese. Be right back, and we'll go back. I'm going to get Lee's take on this as soon as we come back. Hang on, people. Be right back.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. out of Christianity, and White Mullen Gore is viewed as the enemy of this new gun freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, welcome back. I can't believe, I bet Lee thinks the time goes as fast as I do. It seems like it goes faster every friggin' week. We're already in our last segment, but I just read a list of 10 Jews, you know, Israel first Zionist Jews that occupy the highest echelons of our federal government, our central government, and the Sodom of the Potomac. And it goes further than that. Lee, before I get your take on that, I'm going to read, because I've got to hurry, get cram this in. You know, your buddy, Mr. Buddy in Arkansas, sent me this. Lee, I'm going to read this. He sent me this. He sent me this letter that he read. He sent this letter to the Jonesboro Sun. He lives in Jonesboro. He says, dear editor, President Trump's plan to make America great again, even against insurmountable odds, was a much-needed endeavor. Now, with the new administration president-elect, Joe Biden's apparent plans are to make sure that America won't ever be America, much less great. He says, his plan to give amnesty to millions of third world illegal aliens in the accompanying open border scheme will accelerate the alien invasion to the extent that there will be no differences on either side of the former border, of our former border. Biden will accomplish one thing for Americans. We won't have to go to the expense of traveling to distant lands to see what life is like in the third world countries. We can observe it firsthand from our porch policies. Also, Mr. Buddy sent a pretty much a stiff letter to a lot of his our political our political critters, our Congress critters. He's always active like that. And he sent this other thing too, this photo, this picture. It came, this he's got a picture right here of Senator Chuck Schumer. And Schumer has been quoted with saying, this is his quote, "It's really simple. If Americans will not vote Democrat, then I will import people who will." And it's got this snapshot here. It looks like people about, I'd say, 12 to 15 abreast in a column as far as you can see. Of course, they're all non-white. And listen, and this, and I'll read this, and I'm going to go to Lee. Okay, and it's got this picture at the bottom of the page with it's got Schumer's photograph, a photograph of all these illegal aliens coming through the border with a foreign flag, of course. Not the American flag, or not even the Confederate flag. And it's got this, looks like a Somalian woman. She's black, and she's, of course, she's got, you know, at least one child. She says, this is what she gets from the government, $900 a month for child support, $600 a month for food stamps, $300 a month for cash assistance, $1,200 a month rent subsidy, $200 a month utility assistance, $700 a month daycare assistance, free medical, free public transit pass, free Obama cell phone, free college tuition, tax-free. So thanks to our taxes, she gets $3,900 a month tax-free plus benefits. The average person drawing Social Security gets $1,200 a month. I mean that should infuriate every person in the United States. But you'll sadly, probably 50% of the white people in the United States, and here at Memphis, Tennessee, in Midtown, with all the airheaded, you know, the millennial gooks, the you know, airheads down there, they think that's a good thing. They can't wait until they are exterminated. But anyway, Lee, I read that thing about these Jews that have been appointed to the most sensitive positions in the United States government. I just got through reading this that Mr. Buddy sent me. What do you think about that, fella?
Well, I guess the only insurrectionist is Chuck E. Cheese Schumer. You know, that's my nickname for him. He's an insurrectionist, saying everybody else is an insurrectionist. You know, that he said, oh, this is the worst thing since Pearl Harbor. That's sort of disgrace to Pearl Harbor, man. You know, it's sort of making light of Pearl Harbor. He's a demagogue. He just pontificates around or whatever. And, he's a traitor, just like the president. Biden or China Joe, he's a traitor too. And if people don't take our word for it, just do some research about Zionism, and you'll say this is not all just hot air and all hate. I wish the Jewish people would reform, have a reform movement. But it's just sort of. And, you know, it's just sort of terrible. And, you know, the Bible says in the last days all the nations will be deceived by pharmakia or sorcery. And that's what these vaccines are, you know. Because I'm not going to die. I'm not going to get crucified on a cross of vaccines if I can help it. But that's the perfect cover story. Yeah, amen. And that's a perfect. Yeah.
I was going to point out, is it ironic? I'm not going to say Blood River Radio is, you know, I think it's one of the best radio shows in the United States. But, you know, is it, you know, the type of radio show we have is hot. We don't mince words. We tell the truth. And a lot of people say we're extreme right to the extreme right. How ironic is it that we have two of the most radical Zionist Jew congressmen here in Memphis? And you know what, Dave, Lee? One of them is your congressman, David Kustoff, a Jew. He's the one that, and people have heard us say this before, Lee and I went to his office, what, a year and a half ago, and we got his holy hell there, and we got shown the door pronto. But, and there were some other repercussions from that, you know, but, you know, he's the one that got that bill passed through. He demanded a head count. A roll call for people that were going to vote against his what do they call it? A resolution that it was being unacceptable to criticize either Israel or a Jew. That's David Kustoff. That's Lee's honorable congressman, a good Israeli first, a Zionist Christ hating Jew, David Kustoff. Okay, my congressman. I'm in a little bit different district. Steve Cohen. I mean, another Christ-hating, Zionist, white-hating Jew. I mean, how in the hell do we wind up with these stinking congressmen like that, Lee? It just amazes me how that's happened. You know, I'm sure me and Lee are both on the radar because I know years ago when I was the political cesspool, Steve Cohen had referred to us, singled me out because I'm his congressman, as he said I was a reprobate. It was an embarrassment to him and to be to have me in his district. Well, I hope that stinking Jew is listening tonight because you know what? He doesn't know embarrassment. I cannot believe that we, the people of the United States of America, have appointed these satanic, Satan worshiping Jews to be our lords over us. I mean, I just cannot get over that. But you know, I think now that the reason we know. Now we know how that happened because these stinking elections have been stolen now for 50 to 60 years, you know, a.k.a. Sidney Powell talking with all these election machines. I didn't mean to steal your thunder there. I just thought that was so crappy. You know, something else, one more thing, I'm going to go to you. Trump has gone to Florida, got this high-dollar lawyer. I mean, hell, Trump, don't waste your money. You're not going to win crap. There's no lawyer. There is no law. The law is a crock. We live in a lawless society. Back to you, Lee.
Well, I know. Well, just like the reason why Trump didn't pardon Assad is I heard through the grapevine, I think Mike Adams, he was saying that the generals or somebody in the Senate, he was making a deal because they were going to be hard on him, and the generals, some of the generals didn't follow the Constitution because they were saying if Trump declared, you know, the Insurrection Act, they were going to arrest him. So everything's turned out to be treason. You know, it's a big insurrection in the military and everywhere. It's not the people.
Well, here's the thing, Lee. Another thing I said I hold Trump accountable for. He blew it. He screwed up. I mean, he surrounded himself with a bunch of white Christ-hating Jews, and he had his chance. When he was up there in Washington, D.C., this last protest, when he asked those people to come to the Capitol building, if he'd gone ahead and made a speech and outlined how the election was stolen by a bunch of criminals, like it might as well be, you know, it might as well be Don Gotti, the Genoveses. They're a bunch of stinking criminals who stole the election. He had a million of them right there in Washington, D.C. All he had to say is, look, outline the problem. The election was stolen. You got a bunch of Jew haters that are here in office over you. let's constitute the militia. Just do what it takes. Follow me, boys. I mean, we're down to survival. We're either going to live or die. If we don't fight it up and get them, they're going to get us. And one last thing, Lee, I'm going to go back to you if we don't run out of time. You know, I'm sick and tired of people criticizing the people that went to Washington, D.C. I'm sick and tired of people talking about, oh, we can't get violent. We have to edumacate people. We have to just use gentle persuasion to get them to set up and do something. What we've been doing for 50 to 75 years has not worked. We haven't done a single thing that's made a dent in what's happening to us. So, you know, I'll submit to you, it's time to change what we've been doing. I mean, and you know what? If we need to organize the constitutional militia, it is law. It's legal. It's lawful. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Declaration of Independence. It's in the Federalist Papers. Back to you, Lee.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Almost out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's the only thing that's going to save us. Get a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional guard, and protect us from forced vaccinations and for putting us in prison because we disagree with somebody. You know, join the sheriff, the constitutional sheriffs. We just got to network with people. Join Oath Keepers if they're okay, you know. If they don't sell us out, hopefully they won't. But
well, we've all got our pros and cons, you know. I'm sure they probably we're not perfect here at Blood River Radio. We do our best I can. But I'll say one thing. They have taken to the streets in places. I know they were against I've heard that they were against the League of the South back during a couple of years ago when the League was out in New Orleans. But, you know, they have been – but they were boots on the ground in Louisville. And I don't know what's going on with them. I hadn't talked to them in a while. But, yeah, how we can do it, I don't know. I'm just one simple person. You're one single person. But we need to, like Sam said before, we have the mechanism that is available to us to do it. We have the Constitution of the United States. We have and it tells us how to do it. We have the constitutional militia of the several states. Well, that's what it's going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it county by county, hamlet by hamlet. Well, people, we got to get ready to go to the second hour. And Lee's going to go. We'll have Lee back on next week. We're going to go to Gene Andrews and Miss Angela. We'll be right.
Okay, guys.
People, I gave you some water. Be right back, people. We're going to the second hour. Monica Schaefer's coming up.